Right now, we're joined on the telephone line, on the Polaris Sponge Center phone line, by actress Annie Wersching. Annie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're great. We thank you very much for taking the time. I want to get the unpleasant stuff out of the way first, if I could.
Yes.
You know where I'm going with this, don't you?
You're a little redbird?
Yeah, the redbirds. They broke my heart, Annie.
I'm sorry about that, but it made mine burst. I don't know what we can do about that.
Broke my heart. Did you go to any of the games?
I did not. I wasn't able to. I had tickets for game two, and then I ended up not being able to go. But I watched big time.
Now, you participated in the old celebrity softball game at the All-Star game, right, a couple of years ago at Busch?
I did. It was one of the most unbelievable days of my life. Yeah, I was batting between Ozzie Smith and Willie McGee.
Did you get some pointers?
I'm sorry?
Did you get some pointers from them?
I did, yeah. They said, keep your eye on the ball or something.
Yeah. You were playing catcher.
I was, yeah, from taking some fast pitches. I really was.
Yeah, prepared. And you're sitting out there without a mask or anything. What's the deal?
I don't know. I think they thought Renee Walker was maybe there instead of me or something.
You know, you go back with a black eye. That's not going to go well on the set.
I know. They'd have to write it into a scene or something.
you mentioned Renee, and I have to ask you about 24 because we're just huge 24 fans here.
Oh, yeah.
Any chance that Renee comes back to life for the movie?
You know, hey, Tony Almeida came back to life.
Exactly.
So you never know. It's possible. I think she could have maybe an evil twin somewhere. You know, all kinds of.
Yeah, exactly.
In my world, she's gonna be back. In the reality, I'm not sure about it. But
yeah. Well, I keep hearing they're doing the movie. I keep hearing the script's going to be done after the first of the year, and
I know. It's pretty much what I keep hearing, too. Supposedly, and Kiefer says, they'll be filming next year, so.
So no one's talked to you about it?
No.
Ugh, I hate that.
Unfortunately, no. I mean, I don't think they've done much of anything. I think all they really know so far is that Jack Bauer will be involved.
What was the experience like for you just in terms of your career? And obviously, you've had a great career, but that was such a high-profile role for you.
Oh, yeah, it was. I mean, I'm definitely finding a transition here. When I'm playing other things now, I always feel like, wow, Renee Walker was just about as cool as they get, you know, as far as an amazing role with a cool arc and to be on such a historic show. And I was a huge fan of the show before I joined, so it was just, you know, unbelievable.
How much are you recognized from that? How much do people yell at you, Renee?
You know, it's usually more something like people are convinced that we're friends.
Yeah.
Or they know me, you know, oh, we play, how do I know, you know, and then I have to eventually go,
yeah, I know you.
People think we like played on a softball team together or something, but no, I have to go, no, it's TV, it's 24, and then like, oh my gosh. So once they figure it out, they're excited.
When did you know you were going to get killed off? Were you only signed for a year? That last year on season 7?
Yeah, well, I did season 7, and then I got...
now you were buried alive in season 7.
I was. Oh, all kinds of fun things.
And shot, yeah.
Yeah, and then at the end of season 7, you know, I didn't know if I was coming back or not, but I knew that it looked good. And then, right before we started season 8, they told me that the plans for the general, you know, idea of season 8 as a whole, and so I knew I was going to not make it, which was sad.
Well, I believe me, as soon as you and Jack, I knew that was over.
I know, right?
I knew you had no shot. You had no shot as soon as Jack told you.
I know. Some smooch trouble.
Yeah, that was big trouble. I mean, and in fact, that didn't last but about 30 seconds.
I know.
Tell me about the Hawaii 5-0. You just got, at least the episode just aired recently.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was fun. A free trip to Hawaii to go work is always fun. But it was cool. There was actually some 24 people on the crew there, so that's always fun to go back and see some family. And the guys were really nice, and it was beautiful, and it was a good couple of weeks.
Now, that's the good news. The bad news is I know you shot a pilot, did you not?
I did. I shot a pilot in the spring for ABC that we shot in Atlanta, and it was a cool little concept. We did not get picked up, however, but, you know, that's how these things go. They shoot a lot of pilots, and they pick up a small handful, and they just wait for the next one, you know?
So no chance that that will be resurrected at any point?
No, I don't think so. Okay. No, it's just onward and upward to the next.
Okay. So what are you working on now?
I'm guessing on a pilot right now called Inception.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sorry, called Intercept, not Inception. That was a good movie, though.
That was a good movie, yeah.
Called Intercept, and I'm working on that these couple of weeks, and then we'll see how that goes and if that gets picked up. And,
When will you know if that would get picked up?
Probably not for a few months. It's usually in the spring. It takes a while. The process is long and sort of annoying.
Yeah, well, annoying is one word. I mean, you put all this work in, like you did on this last project,
right,
and then nothing happens. That has to be extremely frustrating.
It is. It was just unbelievable how much money they spend on all these pilots. Just, you know, like I said, to pick up a small handful, it's baffling. But, you know, I don't know much about the television. You know, I would not want to be a network person or a producer who has to decide all that stuff.
Now, do they ever bring, like, people in to actually watch these and go, hey, I like, do they have test groups in that?
Absolutely. I would say it all rides on the test groups, maybe a little too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they have it all finally put together and stuff, it tests like crazy all over. And, you know, it's up to these people in a room pressing buttons, and, it's interesting.
You kind of came up in, I don't want to say, well, maybe classic training. I mean, you were more singing, dancing, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was your training, was it not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I was a musical theater girl, majored in musical theater, and I guess I technically should have gone to New York, but, I toured with a musical that closed in Los Angeles, so I was like, well, I'll stay out here for a little bit, and
mm-hmm.
I just never left. I really liked it. I love the sunshine. And
yeah, what's not to like? Do you miss the theater?
I do. I mean, it's one of those things where I feel like, God, would I remember how to do it now? I'm sure it's like riding a bike, but it's been a while, so it's, you know, now I'm like, TV's the comfortable zone.
Yeah, but that would be something that maybe you would revisit if something came along. You would do something like that?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I would love to go do something and brush up on my chops and do some singing. Yeah, that'd be great.
And the film work. I mean, what do you obviously right now you're doing a lot of television, but
yeah.
Would you like to do more film work?
Of course, yeah, I would love to. I mean, it's interesting because a lot of the film actors now are all coming to television.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it's even the TV world is a little bit harder to, you know, I want to be like, hey, film folks, get out of here.
Exactly, because they're taking your paychecks.
Right. No, but it's okay. So maybe I'll have to go in and steal some of theirs. We'll see.
What was the soap opera experience like?
Oh, wow, General Hospital.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It was the hardest things I've ever had to do, for sure. And
just because you have to know a bunch of lines every day?
Oh, my. It's unbelievable how much I think, you know, on 24, we would maybe shoot maybe 7 or 8 pages of the script a day,
uh-huh,
depending on what you're doing. On General Hospital, it was like 40 to 60 pages a day.
Wow.
Like, just unbelievable. And you basically spit out the words, say it once, and you're moving on. So it was great training, unbelievable training, that's for sure.
Why are the soaps going away, do you think?
Oh, man, I don't know exactly. I don't know if it's just people are out and about more, and
yeah,
you know, they are, it's obviously viewers, but I don't know what everyone's doing instead of watching them.
maybe there's so many soap kind of shows at night now. It seems
to
me,
that's true.
Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so what are you on to now? What besides what you're doing? What do you have on the future? What can we look for?
It's pretty much just this pilot that I'm working on right now.
Okay.
And seeing how that goes, and you know, I just came back from Hawaii 5-0, and that's.
Did you ask to stay out there? Maybe do a couple of 3 more episodes for a while.
That would be. I would not complain.
well, can we start like a campaign to get you on the 24 movie?
Absolutely.
You wouldn't mind that?
I'll sign it, yes.
Okay, excellent. Outstanding. Hey, I love your work, and I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us, but I still don't like the Cardinals.
Well, I'm sorry.
Heartbroken.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Annie, thanks so much. We really enjoyed
it.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that's Annie Wershing, Renee Walker of 24 fame. We'll come